Breakfast with Now, an unmissable, outrageous true story. Stream Mary and George with Now, no contract.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, Rory's there.
Hi.
Fig's there.
All right.
Quite,
lad.
Quite.
Welcome back after, hope you had a lovely weekend. Everyone alive and well this morning?
Well,
you're here in body, but not in mind, I get you, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those.
We're trying our best.
Anyone get caught out with anything yesterday on the old April Fool's front?
No, I kind of forgot about it.
Everyone did. It snuck up on everybody. Yesterday, there's a flurry of them that people got caught out with, and you were just caught on the hop because it was, you know, nobody expected April Fool's Day on a bank holiday Monday. It's just not happening. Cork Airport yesterday caught everyone by the short and curlies after they renamed the airport Killian Murphy International Airport.
I think we should do it anyway.
Which I think is no joke. I think that should happen.
Absolutely.
That should absolutely happen. Do you see any interesting ones?
The best one I saw was Aldi put out a post that's saying that they were starting Love Island, and Island was spelled A-I-S-L-E because the Middle Isle.
The Isles.
Hey.
So they wanted applicants to tell them why they deserve to find love in the Middle Isle of Aldi, which I think is actually a great idea.
That would work.
Is this taking over from Woody's now, is it?
For
Kelly to find a fella. Kelly, Middle Isle. Aldi.
Kelly, he's down by the fish fingers.
Yeah.
But they posted afterwards to say that they couldn't do it because they hadn't shown it to their legal team. And they said in a fantastic statement, although we give off the vibe that we love court cases, they are incredibly costly.
Oh my God.
Very clever.
What else is happening? Oh, there was one with Alison Hammond. Remember when she was on ITV this morning and they were examining this vase worth 30 grand. It was like really rare.
That's right, yeah.
And then they knocked it over and smashed it, like bumped into it.
Yeah.
That happened to Maura Duran as well on RTE, I believe.
God.
I think Doughy did something similar. They played a prank on her where they dropped this priceless ornament and it smashed into a million bits. This one, I'm going to take you back about 15 years with this one. I'm very, very proud of this one. Blackpool Shopping Centre. From Blackpool Shopping Centre organised what was, I will gladly say, the greatest prank ever played on Cork.
Correct.
And we told them you two were playing at the top of the building. Have a listen.
Now finally, an unforgettable April Fool's Day trick.
You two fans in Cork thought they were at luck, but forgot what day it was.
Rule your heart, you feel it so strong. You can, your thoughts, you know your eyes and what your soul.
Just minutes after the band began to belt out the music, Cork's Red FM announced reports had come in that U2 were performing on the roof of Blackpool Shopping Centre. It didn't take long for U2 fans to turn up in their droves.
Wouldn't expect to see them here, like, do you know that kind of a... So, nice one, not here.
I never thought I'd see Bono, so great start to my day anyway.
Okay, so all of this... No, we're on the air and we've just announced that U2 are playing and we're getting links back and we're getting playing bits of the audio and everything. At this point, the incoming traffic from Mallow is now backed up about 9 miles as people have abandoned cars at the side of the road to run into Blackpool Shopping Centre. The guards were involved, the fire brigade were involved, and they let it roll out for about 15-20 minutes to be fair before they shut it down properly.
Loyal fans couldn't believe their luck that U2 had returned to Cork after 17 years.
I just want to come down here for my husband because he missed their last gig.
To make the prank look even better than the real thing, emergency services played along and shut everything down on health and safety grounds.
Serious traffic problems, and we'll have to put a stop to it now, I'm afraid.
Hundreds of fans had fallen for the April Fool's joke, hook, line and sinker.
Such a surprise this morning to hear it on the radio, to come here and see that you two were actually playing on the roof. It was brilliant.
Do you realise what date it is?
It is. April Fool's Day. Is that really you two? No!
I couldn't get tickets for the concerts coming up, and I said this, I said if there was only a 1% chance they were here, I was taking that 1% chance. Unfortunately.
You two were fooled.
You two were fooled. Were you fooled too?
You two was in fact the tribute band Utopia. Their next gig is a pub in Cove next weekend.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Summer.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
And to add to the good times, we want to drop €150,000 into your bank account, and it's happening in a matter of days. Somebody is going to win this incredible amount of money. It's guaranteed to go. And you know what? It'd be lovely if it landed in your lap. The cash machine continues to give away jaw-dropping, life-changing amounts of cash. In 2024, 32 winners. We've had Donald, Gary, Donny in Dublin. Breda picked up 120 grand. And now it's time for you to pick up 150. That is the number that you need to remember if you get the phone call, €150,000. And if you want to play, if you want to get your name in for the draw this Friday, all you got to do is text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It's going to cost you €250 to buy a digital ticket for this game. You will need to be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. The website redfm.ie has all the T's and C's. Get your entry in by 3 p.m. on Friday, and then Kira will get Barry to make that phone call. Could you just imagine picking up the phone on Friday and it's Barry going, how are you? We're doing an old cash machine call.
Unreal.
How are you fixed for 150 grand?
I'm better now anyway, is what I'd say.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Lord. The fun you're going to have with this
what
money.
What you could do, yeah.
The bills you're going to pay, the pressure that will be off for a good while. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557 if you want to win yourself €150,000.
Good times. Red FM.
Now, are you sure this isn't a Lizzo April Fool's?
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. The statement, I think, is quite serious.
Yeah.
So that would, I'd be inclined to think. Do you think it's a bit of a joke?
Let's
fill people in. So basically, Lizzo, the singer Lizzo, shared a post on Instagram. It was kind of alerting fans to the impression that she's done with music.
I thought it was the way I read it that she was done with Instagram.
Well, I'm gonna read you the statement. So this is what she put up on Instagram. I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. She continued. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My characters being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this. I quit.
Okay.
It's an interesting one. Like, I'm not... Maybe it's an April Fool's. So now I'm afraid to say anything in case I'm a fool.
It was over the weekend. Yeah. I think it was on Friday or Saturday that landed. So either that or it sounds like she's very much struggling with everything that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, but absolutely.
A lot of her dancers tried to bring her to court.
There was quite a few. It was a bit of a group of them, yeah.
There was other kind of allegations of mistreatment and whatnot.
That stuff just follows you around, unfortunately. Like, whether it's true or not, you know, once an alleged allegation is made like that, it kind of follows you around. So maybe she's struggling. Shakira was all over the news at the weekend. Did you see this?
Shakira.
She was at the Miami Open tennis over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And do you know Justin Gimelstob?
Hoodleston?
I know, yeah. He's a shamed retired tennis player and ex-ATP director, Justin Gimelstob. Basically, he kissed her on the cheek and now everybody's saying they're together.
Okay.
But what's interesting is... there's a show on Netflix called Emily in Paris. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there's an actor in that called Lucien Laviscount. Good-looking fella. He's in Shakira's new video, and there was a lot of gossip that maybe the two of them were together because they were seen out on the town having a bit of a fun time.
Yeah.
Guess who comes out of the woodwork and talks about that? Kerry Katona. Because years and years ago, Lucien and Kerry were in Celebrity Big Brother. It was actually in 2011 and they were caught kissing. So Kerry came out and was like, oh yeah, Shakira's new boyfriend.
Got their face. Yeah. Do you remember that magazine in England that got into awful trouble when they put Shakira on the front cover?
No.
They put Shakira on the front cover and said, Colombia's second finest export. FHM magazine years ago, they got serious trouble over it. It's 6:53. It's Mary J. Morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Welcome back, everybody.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All
the latest thing.
Somebody had a serious dose of what?
It says here, lads, I had a serious dose of the Glen Rose last night.
Okay, I've explained this one to you. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, this is that there's a program or something that used to be on Sunday nights when you all used to be getting ready to go to school.
Yep.
And it used to remind you that you hadn't done your homework or something. Isn't that it?
It was just, it was a horror. It was the theme tune.
Oh, sorry, the theme tune.
The theme tune. Post-traumatic stress disorder from
really?
That. Let's see if I can find it for you.
Okay. But does it take you right back there when you hear it?
Oh, my God. When this would roll out, kids across the nation would You just get a panic. Like, you'd be like, that's it. It's Sunday night, going to bed. I haven't got the essay done for Miss Farrell in the morning. That means I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and write an essay about Spot, my dog, who can talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to be 2 pages long, and there better be no spelling errors in it.
It's amazing, though, how music can bring you right back there.
It's incredible, because I can't remember what I did last Wednesday, but you play a song from 25 years ago, and I'm like, I'll tell you where I was when that song came out.
Wow, yeah.
It's mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, serious Glen Rose last night.
Serious Glen Rose.
Dose of the Glen Rose. Who was that?
Dose of the Glen.
Bobby. That's Bobby.
Good on you, Bob. Liverpool superfan Sean Cox enjoyed a very emotional final meeting with Jurgen Klopp before his departure from Anfield. Do you remember what had happened, Sean? He was attacked over in...
That's right.
It was a game that was on in Anfield.
Yeah.
And just this random group out
really
of the
serious,
blue
yeah.
and left him with life-altering injuries. And he's just... he's the love that Liverpool as a club showed for Sean and the fundraisers that they
Absolutely.
Set up and everything has been incredible. But he got to meet him.
Isn't that great?
Over the weekend as well, so, which I thought was a lovely story. Jonathan Ross. Well, I'll tell you about Jonathan Rossi.
What's he been up to?
He's just announced that himself and his wife shower once a week. He would like everybody to know. The chat show host said, grooming is a waste of valuable time. And he said himself and his wife, Jane, were like a pair of dirty hamsters. Basically, they have a shower once a week. And in the words of Jonathan Ross, that is wank. It really is. It really is. See, Jonathan's very famous, as you know, for not pronouncing his R's. It's a particular linguistical condition that some people have where they don't pronounce their R's.
That's right, yeah.
One of the funniest things that ever happened with Jonathan Ross was when he was bringing on 90s rapper Ranking Roger.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Don't say it out loud, but I want you to pretend right now in Jonathan Ross's voice that you are Jonathan Ross, and I want you to say in your own head, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ranking Roger. In Jonathan Ross's voice, go for it now. Exactly. Jack Harlow, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM Tuesday after the bank holiday weekend, after April Fool's. Tom got caught out yesterday. Tom is in Clonakilty. And he said he left for work at 8 o'clock yesterday, was on duty, and at 9:30 he got a WhatsApp from his missus.
Yeah.
To say that child number 5 was on the way.
Oh my. That is such a good one.
And he couldn't understand it because he says 6 months previous he'd gone in for the old snippety doo dah. So his first thoughts was the postman. Three. I've been given a list of the weird things women do but never admit to. I want to see how much of this is true. We know the truth, don't we?
We certainly
know the truth. Women only apply fake tan to the bits that can be seen. Is this true or false?
Totally true.
True. True. Hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Hands and feet.
Hands, yeah.
We wipe with cotton pads when there's no toilet roll left.
I do that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There is quite a few situations that a lady enters the toilet and there is nothing to wipe with.
Oh, listen, we've all been there.
Why, because we're the only one that replaces the toilet roll?
Pretty much, yeah.
Many a sock I flush down the loo. are you ready? Wearing the same bra for days on end. True or false?
Vic, do you take this one?
Like up to 4 days.
What? Outrageous.
Is that true? And like, if a lad wore the same pair of jocks for 48 hours, he'd be thrown out of the house.
I would probably wear a bra for a few days.
I think you can get more out of a bra than you can underwear.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can
That's
too.
That's true. Hiding snacks and treats around the house.
Totally
true. Oh yeah,
it is. Where do you hide them?
I'm not telling you.
Is it a bedroom thing or?
I'm not telling you.
No, I feel guilty if I do in the bedroom. That's like like I'm secret eating.
I live in a house with three blokes. Mm-hmm. Two of them are children, in fairness, but
okay.
I have to hide everything from them because they're unbelievable.
Weird things women do but never admit to. Picking your nose. We know you do it.
Yep.
All the time.
No, yeah.
No,
yes, you do.
Do
every
that.
Time. You'll be stuck in traffic. No. Look to your left. Rolling. And there she is. Though the strings are swollen,
keep them doggies rolling. Not me.
I never pick my nose in traffic.
Sniffing your armpits when no one else is looking. You do that, don't you? I think everybody does.
I think
that.
Everyone should do that just to make sure.
Yeah. Stalking exes. Tell the truth. You do it.
This is so cringe.
You're constantly having a look at
blocking exes.
Define stalk.
Constantly watching what they're up to, how their life is progressing without you.
No, I block them.
But no.
I don't believe you for a second. Don't believe you for a second.
I do.
Grabbing your knockers while you run down the stairs.
Yeah, I've done that.
Do you do that?
I've done that before, yeah.
Why is that? What's that? It's a balance thing.
Too much bounce. You a little bit painful.
You get a slap in the face.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that problem, but it can be a bit painful.
You're happy with your haircut for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're back to being miserable about your hair again.
Hair is everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got a fringe last week and I'm already regretting it.
Yeah. Oh, no, the fringe is nice, Kel. Mm.
You hate other hot women. Is that true or false?
No.
I don't think so.
I'm just asking.
I think we're in a different time now where women are kind of appreciating other women. But I did hear something once that I thought was very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When a man walks into a pub.
Yeah.
He looks around the pub to see who the hot women are. When a woman walks into the pub, she looks around the pub to see who the hot women are.
Well, listen, thank you for your honesty. Weird things women do but never admit to, you've admitted to them, pretty much them all. As we knew. Thank you. Red FM
Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Finish the name of this classic show. Murder, She?
Yes.
Where in Cork is the Rugby Sevens usually held?
In
sale. Maya Jama is in an on-off relationship with what rapper?
Stormzy.
Question 4. In Cork Airport, what former football manager is in statue form?
George Charlton.
Question number 5. What video game could also be called 2 Weeks?
Fortnite.
Question number 6. CR7 is a brand owned by what footballer?
Ronaldo.
Question 7. What is the Cork slang for the word alcohol?
Yes.
Question 8. Who wrote the theme to Father Ted? Theme tune to Father Ted.
Neil Hannon.
Question number 9. What year was the 9/11 attacks?
2001.
And question number 10. What modern day item made in a cameo appearance in the final season of Game of Thrones? Quickly.
Coffee cup from Starbucks.
Jesus, you shouted that one out at me.
Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote is correct. Kinsale is correct. Has the Kinsale Sevens been on for a while? I haven't heard.
No, I haven't either, actually.
It used to be.
I don't think they've been back.
No, yeah. I don't think they have either.
Come on, Kinsale Sevens. Sort
it out.
We
could be wrong, by the way.
Get them back. They're an amazing, absolutely incredible weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Stormzy is correct. The football manager that's in statue form used to be in the old part of Cork Airport. Then they moved him in upstairs, up near the restaurant. Jack Charlton. He's sitting there with a little fishing rod, isn't he? Fortnite is correct. Ronaldo is correct. The Cork slang word for alcohol is gat. Who wrote the theme tune to Father Ted's? Victoria?
I didn't know this one.
You said Neil Hannon, did you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I heard a Neil and I heard a... But I think it was Hannon.
Yeah, she did say Neil Hannon.
You sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
100%.
Not 100, but fairly.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm only messing with you. Well done. Songs of Love by Neil Hannon is the theme tune to Father Ted. What year were the 9/11 attacks? 2001 is correct. And what modern-day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones?
No idea.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Obsessed. Seen it 15 times every episode.
Wow.
Well, that's obviously why you know the answer. You just won a grand.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Wow. 10 out of 10. Absolutely nailed it. And another winner in the space of a few days. That is incredible.
Wow.
Hey, Tina from Connor on her way to work this morning.
Yeah. She's another good one. I bet you're good at pub quizzes, Tina, are you?
Well, no, because I drink when I'm at the pub. I'm much better in the morning.
Yeah, the only question she can answer is what time is the taxi picking her up at?
Oh, I never get taxi. My pub is 2 minutes walk.
Tina, congratulations. You absolutely aced it.
Here's a little game that we can play where we call a flower shop. And we turn them into rappers, okay? Okay, so they have to write down a message and then call it back to me. All right, okay, here we go.
Hello,
Sarah. How is? Do you sell flowers, yeah?
We do, yeah.
Do you deliver?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get a bouquet of flowers sent into the Arms Hotel.
Yeah.
But I'd like a very special poem written on it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of long. Do you write long things?
Well, it depends on how long.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 sentences.
12 lines, yeah, no problem. When did you want it for?
Whenever you can arrange it, mate.
Yeah, no problem. And what's her name?
Her name is Rose O'Neill. Me little Rose, you would call her.
And do you know where she is in the hotel?
She walks in the kitchen, I think.
She's in the kitchen, yeah. Do you have a phone number for her?
I don't, you know. She won't talk to me anymore.
Right. Okay, sure, we'll drop it up anyways. And, did you want to say to her? What's the poem?
Starts 1, 2. Tell me what you got.
Yeah.
Let me slip my quarters inside.
Yeah.
Your slot to hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
10 years later.
Shake me, baby, baby, bake me. Give us a rattle of that there now and we'll make sure that it's all right.
Well, I have written everything that you have said, so it should be in order.
Can you just read it back to me? We want to make sure that's why you have on me she here.
Here we go.
There he is, working away in his shop. It's a normal day in this florist's life. And
he doesn't realise that inside, not only is he very creative, he's also an amazing rapper. Take it away.
1, 2, tell me what you got. Let me slip my quarter inside your slot to hit the jackpot. Rev me up, rev me up. Rev me up, rev me up, my little buttercup. We can tug the sheet.
Snuggle up and get stuck.
Snuggle up and get stuck. Shake me, baby, baby. Bake me, no need to fake. Here I come, here I am. Come and take me, take me, take me, take me.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Take me.
You're a gentleman.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Outstanding. The rapping florist.
With KC. Red